the position of the government of the Kingdom of Eswatini, the position of the SADC Troika is the same. There is a need for the Maswati to hold a national dialogue. But the national dialogue has been held by violence which started in 2021, and there is absolutely no possibility of holding a national dialogue under a violent situation or circumstance where members of the public, some of them are shot for wearing traditional attire and attending traditional ceremony, where members of the security forces are shot at random.
The opposition or the pro-democracy people might say it is your government that does not want to go to dialogue. And talking about the violence, they would say that the assassination of Tulani and other people, the violence is being initiated by your government.
That would be an incorrect assertion. The government has never initiated any form, shape of violence. Neither did the government assassinate Tulane Maseko. The position remains the same. Government is ready. Government was ready long time ago to hold a national dialogue. But the intimidation that was unleashed by these terrorists who are sponsored by foreign forces created an atmosphere in the country and environment that was and still remained not conducive to hold a national dialogue.
Another thing coming out of the Windhoek summit is the call by SADC for your government to investigate or launch a transparent and comprehensive investigation into the assassination of Tulane Maseko. The last time we spoke, you said that an investigation was underway. The opposition, at least those I have spoken with, say they don't trust your government to conduct a transparent investigation. They would like for an international body to conduct such investigation.
That is exactly where the problem is. To trust or not to trust is a choice. We are a sovereign state. We have got laws that we follow in this country. There is absolutely no need for a myopic position in terms of these investigations. The investigations shall be done according to the law, and the investigations shall be impartial, shall be transparent. And in due course, when there are results of the investigation, they shall be communicated openly. Everybody will know what happened. To us, it is only when and then the international community, after they have interrogated the investigation of our security organs, that they can make a comment, they can suggest certain interventions, then we will take it from there.